Even the picture of the woman I assumed to be his wife on the dressing table didn't bother me. She was his problem, and she wasn't there. I was, and I wanted to roam through that hairy body, make it my own, drench it with my cum, and let him do the same to me. As he lay back on the bed, stroking his own cock, I started to undress, removing shirt, shoes, socks and trousers with just enough speed to let him know how much I wanted him. I'd left my Calvins on, but as I approached the bed, I allowed him to slip his hand in, feeling but not seeing the gift they held inside, and then letting him tug them down so he could admire a cock which now stood to full attention, the purple tip already glistening with his own lubricant. I lay on the bed beside him and pulled him towards me, once again feeling the intense pleasure of two eager tongues forcing their way towards each other, slipping into each other's mouths as our hands explored. Inevitably, though, his hand descended to my groin as he grasped my cock and began a rhythmic movement up and down with just enough pressure to make me gasp with pleasure without wanting to come. Then he moved his head down, stopping to playfully bite both nipples but moving on quickly to place his lips around my straining cock. His tongue now stimulating, lapping, teasing the head from which a trickle of pre-cum escaped, allowing him to taste the things to come. For a moment he looked up and smiled that devilish smile again at me as he said, "I've waited 24 long hours for this moment, the chance to enjoy your gorgeous cock, make it my own. I knew what you were thinking yesterday when I saw that bulge, and I knew straight away that I wanted to take it in my mouth and feel it thrust into the back of my throat." I laughed as he took my throbbing penis in his mouth once more, licking and sucking until I was forced to push him off for fear of the trickle of pre-cum would be too soon become a tidal wave of spunk, and I was saving that for later. I pushed him onto his back, and after running my hands through that glorious mat of hair again, enjoying the sensations of its softness on my fingers and cheeks as I rubbed my lips against his nipples, I moved down to where the cock was standing ready to lopsided attention, the curious curve adding to its lusty charm. I took it in my mouth and felt how it moved of its own accord, responding to the way my lips pulled and my tongue teased. He almost took me by surprise as his hands grasped my hair, forcing me to take his cock to its full extent, giving me no choice but to suck deeper and harder before allowing me to come up for air. "I'm going to come on you," he whispered as he rolled me onto my back and straddled me, grasping his cock and beginning to rub with urgency and enthusiasm until with a moan that became a groan, before ending in the howl of a man who has found true pleasure, he exploded a stream of cum that splattered across my chest. He smiled as he lay back beside me, his fingers lightly stroking the few golden hairs on my chest and around my nipples, saying quite simply, "Your turn now." I needed no further invitation to swing over, clamber onto him and begin my own ride, letting him grasp my cock in his hands first of all, but then taking over and establishing a personal rhythm that I knew would satisfy me the most. For a moment, he simply lay back and watched, but then he reached up and with both hands began to tug at my increasingly sensitive nipples. Briefly, I leaned forward and forced him to take one and then the other in his mouth for a pleasurable suck, always a personal favourite, but then I allowed his fingers to tug, tweak and nip while I continued to wank. Then it came, the fountain of cum that shot out and across his hairy torso, drenching him in the sticky white fluid. As I collapsed against him, I could feel the stickiness binding us together. We laughed, and for the first time this evening, kissed tenderly and softly, all passion spent, the lust and yearning satisfied. In the silence that followed, I could hear his soft breathing and feel the rise and fall of his chest against me in the darkness that had descended as we explored each other's bodies. We must have stayed that way for around 30 minutes, simply enjoying the pleasure of complete intimacy, still smelling the cum that had soaked our chests and made the sheet sticky. I was beginning to think he might have even fallen asleep when he broke the silence. "I want you to come on my balls." "What now?" I asked, not quite sure that a man his age would have the energy to enjoy a second performance. "Right now," he insisted. "I want to feel your spunk on my balls, between my thighs, and I want it immediately. You're a young man, and you have more to give me." As if to force me to respond, he slapped my willing ass, a couple of sharp taps that had the required effect. Even as he spoke, I could feel my cock rising to the command, refreshed and reinvigorated.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?